Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Here in Scripture Reading Together, I'm pro-life leader Frank DeVone, director of Priests for Life. Thank you for joining me. Now, as we go through this scripture, feel free to leave your prayer intentions in the comments so that we can all pray for one another today as the Lord leads us to do. I want to share with you after we pray the gospel reading today that comes from the 12th chapter of Mark. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We thank you, Father, for life. We thank you for this gift that we did not ask for or earn in any way, but that we gratefully receive, that we celebrate, and that we defend. Enable us to defend the lives of the most defenseless. Lord, as we stand and pray, we ask that they be protected, and we ask that we be forgiven of sin, because we have all in some way aborted your will in our lives, that we do this, Lord, every time we say yes to temptation and no to you. And so may we remember the ways that we have offended you, but not in order to discourage us, but in order to make us rejoice in your mercy, rejoice in the power you have to literally transform us into a new creation, to start a new life, to leave our sins behind. And also, Lord, as we think about those sins, to inspire in us a healthy distrust of ourselves and confidence in your help and grace and strength at every moment. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, let's read this gospel passage and see what lessons it brings to us today. From the Gospel of Mark, Jesus began to speak to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenant farmers and left on a journey. At the proper time, he sent a servant to the tenants to obtain from them some of the produce of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Again he sent them another servant, and that one they beat over the head and treated shamefully. He sent yet another, whom they killed. So too many others, some they beat, others they killed. He had one other to send, a beloved son. He sent him to them last of all, thinking they will respect my son. But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they seized him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come, put the tenants to death, and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture passage? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. They were seeking to arrest him, but they feared the crowd, for they realized that he had addressed the parable to them. So they left him and went away. So Jesus is speaking to these Jewish religious leaders, and he's saying, "You missed the mark." You see what the parable refers to, the whole history of Israel. As Isaiah says in chapter 5 of his prophecy, the vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel. So he planted and nourished it. Well, he gave them their own land. He gave them the covenant. He revealed himself to them at Mount Sinai with the commandments and the code of the covenant, which Moses taught the people. You are the people of God. Here's how you are to live. So he nourished them, he nurtured them, he taught them how to fight against their enemies. He built them up, he sent them judges, he sent them kings, and he sent them prophets. And that's what's meant here in this parable by the servants who were sent by the master to the tenants. Notice it says, to obtain from them some of the produce of the vineyard. We talked about this the other day. The fruit that God is looking for in us. He sends the prophets so that he can gather the fruit of righteousness. The prophet said, be faithful to the covenant, echoing the words of Moses himself, choose life that you may have blessings, that you may live. This is the produce of the vineyard, that the people might be like God and live the life of God in love, in truth, in peace, all the what we call the fruits of the Holy Spirit, because of course it's the same God who's operating in the Old Testament as in the New. It is the Spirit of God who creates everything from the beginning. It is God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, although they don't know him yet as the Trinity, who is leading those people out of Egypt, giving them the land, sending them the prophets. And so God wanted to see the fruits of that Spirit. And that same passage in Isaiah 5 that we read the other day, is God lamenting like Jesus is in this parable. Why, when I look for grapes on my vine, do I find wild grapes? Why do I look for justice and I find the outcry of violence? And then the Son is sent, and lo and behold, Jesus Christ ends up crucified. The fact that the crucifix is at the center of our religion, every time we see the cross, this scripture should come to mind. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The irony, the paradox of the cross, that in the very rejection of the one who is the very fulfillment of all that has taken place, of all that God was preparing for his people, ends up being the one who is the source of forgiveness and life. The role that rejection plays in Christianity is key. It's symbolized by the cross, and it's symbolized here in this parable. Jesus is rejected by the very people from whom he came. In the beginning of John's gospel, we read the same thing. He came to his own, but his own rejected him. So what does God do? He gives the vineyard to other tenants. He gives the kingdom to the whole world. We see in the Acts of the Apostles, as we read through it throughout the Easter season, as many of the Jews rejected the gospel, the Gentiles began accepting it. God had already his plan for the whole world to hear the good news, and he sends the apostles to the whole world, and all the nations are gathered in to the gospel, as well as God's chosen people, any one of whom he is eager to welcome into the faith of Jesus Christ. While all of us who do have faith in Jesus Christ recognize our roots, we recognize how the vineyard was planted. We know that we stand on the spiritual heritage of the Jewish faith, of the chosen people. We're part of the same history. And so, brothers and sisters, as you live your Christian life, remember that you're following the stone rejected by the builders, and he said the same will happen to you. But even in your suffering and your rejection, especially in standing up for life and against the absolute absurdity of the culture of death, you are standing on the cornerstone. You're standing on the stone that was rejected, and you will be rejected. But you're standing on the cornerstone of the victory of life. Let's pray. Lord, we ask you to send your blessing upon all those who are gathered here with us today. See and hear, take to heart and answer all their prayer requests, intentions, and needs. And Lord, may we be effective witnesses to the gospel. We believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. We believe that he rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, crushed for our infirmities, punished for our sins. We believe that by his wounds we are healed. We believe that the stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. And we believe, Lord, as we too are rejected, as we share in the rejection of Christ, we share in his triumph. And we pray now as he taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Thanks, friends, for joining me for this scripture reflection. Spread the word about these broadcasts. Make sure you're following me on all the different social media platforms at FR Frank Pavone, and we will talk to you soon.
Hello, this is Father David Begany, one of the many members of Priests for Life. The team at this ministry produces many books, pamphlets, audio and video presentations, and other resources to help you protect the unborn. I invite you today to visit the Priests for Life online store at prolifeproducts.org and see the many helpful resources you can get for yourself, your pro-life group, and your church. God bless you.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.